When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Sharp Tank, no jumper, sharpest, coolest podcast in the world. And today, I got a lovely lady in the building by the name of Lauren Coffey, I believe it is, right?
Lauren Coffey.
Yeah, I like that. How do you say it? How do you pronounce
Lauren Coffey.
Coffey?
Yeah. C-O-F-I-E.
I just feel like I want to say coffee so bad. Maybe that's the American name, though.
No, a lot of people, they say coffee, and I'm like forever correcting them. Kofi, thank you very much.
Yeah. Yeah. How was the trip? You came? Did you come from London?
Yeah, so I came from UK. I've been here like almost a week now, and it's just, I think I already need to extend my stay. It's just been giving every single thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like it play tricks on you like that. It can make you feel like, oh, it's cracking, you know? Oh, man, I'm getting emotion.
Yeah, emotion for a couple weeks. Yeah.
That stuff turned dead on you. And, man, 2 days later, like, man, what am I even doing here? I'm ready to go home. It's definitely like, that's what I love about L.A., though. L.A. is very revealing.
Yeah.
It revealed, like, it'll show you what you're made of. Like, if you're ready, if you even need to be here, like, it'll definitely put you through
different
phases.
Mm-hmm.
So you say you've been here for about a week. How long was the plane ride?
About a week. How long what?
How long was the plane ride?
Oh, it was like about 11 hours.
Straight through?
Yeah.
Did you get to lay down?
The plane was mostly empty. I was living my best life.
You didn't sit in the back, did you, and have the whole row to yourself, did you?
No, I had the whole row to myself, but not in the back. Why? Why are you looking at me like that? What do you mean? What am I missing?
Hey, it's okay. It's nothing.
What happened at the back of the plane?
You answered hella right. Don't even trip it.
Yeah.
I love that. So you're from London originally?
So I'm from Nottingham, actually. Do you know Nottingham?
Nottingham.
Do you know Nottingham?
Nottingham, Green Eggs and Isle.
Do you know Nottingham? Like Robin Hood, Nottingham Forest. Yeah, so it's like about 2 hours away from London. And then I moved to London for my music, my career and stuff, you know. Mm. I was forever traveling to London, like for meetings or to perform. Mm. And every time I came to London, just some magic shit would happen. Like just some amazing stuff that would just come to me. And I was like, imagine if I actually like moved there. So then, made the move to London. Like
for your music
a long
career.
Time ago now. Yeah.
How long have you been doing music?
So that was like 2013. But before then, I was in a girl group with my sisters. Like, I've just forever been doing the music thing. Yeah,
got that spice.
Yeah.
Got that spice to her. I like that. Like, I like the accent. I love when y'all come over, man, you know, and get to experience this, you know what I'm saying, this place. Many places. Have you been anywhere else but other than LA?
Yeah, we've been, I'm really bad with like names and all this kind of
That's
stuff.
Okay.
But yeah, we've been like, you know, we've been doing some road trips because I've had a few different meetings or different things, different people to see.
Just in California?
Yeah, we've been getting around.
Have you stayed just in California? Have you been to any other states?
No, not another state. No.
No.
Okay.
So you've just been moving around here?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
What's the most challenging thing that you had to deal with at the time, you know, moving from Nottingham to London was the most...
Nothing. I mean, I didn't have, like, I literally just came out, like, you know, I think I was staying on a friend's couch. I was, like, just doing interviews, just got myself a little, like, part-time job at the start and stuff. Mm. And, just made it happen. Like, I knew I wanted to be in London, so...
You was doing interviews.
Yeah, I just made it happen.
Huh? What you mean? You said you were doing interviews.
Oh, to move to London, you know, because I was just in Nottingham. I didn't have a place or a job out there, did I? So I was just like, you know, I just kind of went there, stayed at a friend's. I was like, right, just let me just make a job, like just sort it out. And then, made the move.
Did you find the right job or was it just like something you just had to pick up?
No, I was just working on the club doors and, you know, just little things, just to make the move initially.
Do you mean club doors like promoter, host?
No, like, yeah, the... Yeah, just on the door, like, you know? Like, oh, with the bouncers. Yeah, not the bouncer. I'm not the bouncer.
What would you want? Like, taking the money?
Yeah, yeah, taking the money or, you know, guest list, all this kind of thing. Taking them. Yeah, hostess. Yeah, door like hostess. That. They actually call it door bitch. In London door, sometimes. Oh, you're the door bitch.
You're the door bitch.
You know, because you're bitchy. You're like, you can't get in. Or, it's double the price for you.
They throw the sophistication out quick around that motherfucker, don't they?
Yeah. So that was me for a bit. But yeah, just a few normal little jobs just to get me settled, you know? And then I ended up doing radio host, just everything, you know? I went there for music, but then the modeling and bits of hosting and radio just came with it, you know, naturally.
Tell me a little bit about the modeling side of things. What you done did?
Loads of things. I've done like commercials or like modeling, like clothing brands or hair brands. Like sometimes you work in the black hair shops. I'm there on the little packaging and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, just little small, you know?
I like that. Very beautiful girl.
Thank you very much.
You know, seems like, you know, I already told you. You already know, but we're going to keep that.
No, we're going to tell them. We're going to put it on blast. So I walked in here.
No. What was like one of the biggest songs like that you felt like inspired you?
It's so hard to say a song because it's just like, oh, I don't know. I just love music. Mm. Michael Jackson is just the best ever, but I love like
Michael Jackson.
Yes,
just had another one in here saying like Michael Jackson inspired her. I'm like, that's some old soul type of move, you know what I'm saying? Which I love it. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. You know, I love that. But I just be like, damn, Michael Jackson, huh?
Yeah, for sure. I literally went to see the Hollywood Star as well of MJ.
Yeah.
Like I was at, that was on the bucket list for sure.
Oh, down so here playing that. Down here, sightseeing,
tourist.
Huh?
Yeah, yeah, I was doing a ride tourist. I walked the Runyon Canyon as well on the hardest level. I didn't come here to play in any way. You know, it's not just the network, the sightseeing. I'm doing everything, like, yeah. And I'm here with you, like, you know.
Yeah, we here to have fun, baby. We here to chill, have us a dope interview, and just get it all out in the air, you know? And get to, because I know the people, I know a lot of people know you, but I feel like this is you touching, you know, a different fan base, you know, sliding over. Have you ever done podcasts or things like that before?
Like, no, not out here, no. Like in London, like I said, I used to have my own radio show every Thursday, so I'd be you know,
and
interviewing
people.
Would
you like pod it or would it be like
an actual radio
station?
Yeah, radio, yeah.
Yeah, it's a little FM. Different when, you know, you got to actually show yourself at the same time as speaking.
Yeah.
You know, versus just being on the radio. You can be able to roll
You can go looking
quick,
like terrible and, oh, no.
You'd be able to roll
I don't
roll
actually
up.
Smoke weed, but
you don't smoke weed, baby?
No. I get high off the fumes. I'm probably going to be high in a minute. It smells a little.
Yeah, I'm about to get
smells
ready.
Smells a little funky.
Oh, I got one coming. I tried to tell him to spray this shit down.
No,
I
it didn't work.
I said it smelled like ass
it
and bad
work.
Decisions.
Not ass.
It did. So we had to sprucing it up a little bit up in here. If you were to recommend one of your songs to listen to first, what would it be?
It would have to be the last one I've put out, which is called "What You Gonna Do About It."
What you gonna do
about it? Yeah. So it's kind of like R&B.
Sounds kind of scary.
It's supposed to be sexy. Why is it scary? So if I'm putting
like
it on you, it's scary.
Like, what you gonna do about it? Like, gonna do something to somebody? And
no.
Be like,
what you gonna do?
Right?
Yeah, I killed him. No, it's with the face tattoo as well. You murdered someone? No. So the song, it's about like, you know, you've got a friend and he's always been there for you. And it's like, hey, listen, so like, you think I'm so lit. You think I'm too good for these guys. Like, so what if I put it on you? What are you gonna do about it? You know, if I'm so amazing, like, take me. You know. So that's what the song is saying. To a friend, and the song's actually with Willie XO, he's a Nigerian artist, and then he's saying the same to me, you know, kind of like, okay, what if I made a move on you, what are you gonna do about it? So it's sexy, it's
okay,
not scary.
So it's supposed to be sexy.
Me telling you, it's sexy, it's not
sexy.
Scary, okay?
It's not, no, I'm just saying, when I hear that, I'm like, you know, what you gonna do about it? Mm. Over here, I would hear somebody put that song in a whole different format.
Living different lives,
see
I guess.
The difference, like, and maybe that's just because that's the type of music that's kind of pushed on us up over here. So when you hear, like, what you gonna do about it, it's like, damn, you must have did something to somebody.
Really? Yeah, I didn't even think of that. I just, whenever I tell people, they're like, like, I'll tell you what I'm gonna do about it, you know? So, different reaction.
So you say it would be that song if you were to recommend one.
Yeah, it's just a vibe. I literally wrote it on the way home from gym, like, in my head. I had to, like, voice note it quick. Mm. And, yeah, it's just a vibe. It's a vibe. Yeah, I love it.
When did you start, like, really like getting into music? Because I feel like it had to be before you moved to London.
Yeah,
you
for
know?
Sure. Yeah,
like it had to be some time in between. Like when do you remember? Like always first getting into
like when
it?
I was a kid, I used to. Me and my sisters used to think we were TLC. Yeah. I was Lisa Left Eye Lopez. Okay. Yeah,
the
we'd
crazy
sing,
one, of course.
Yeah,
huh?
The crazy one. Yeah,
had to, you know? Had to be the. How do I know? I'm from the United States, baby. I know about all of these motherfuckers. Okay?
Yeah, I was
straight up. I grew
Lisa.
Up with all of them around, so you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, sick.
Yeah,
so yeah.
So you were the crazy one. Go on.
Yeah, I'm the crazy. Yeah. I can't even deny that. Really, yeah, it's true. I'm the crazy one out of the sisters. My yeah. sisters are twins as well. Big up, Cara and Gemma. So yeah, we did the girl group. Yeah, just always singing before I could even talk, I think, you know, and then we keep going in and out of girl group and then just me doing solo, you know, and then all the time I would just get in relationships and like, you know, just stop for a bit and then, you know, back on the music. So it's been like in and out because, yeah, like my mom and dad have been married for 36 years. It's one of my favorite things in the world. So I feel like I love love so much. And sometimes I'm like, I'm with my boyfriend. I just want cuddles. I don't want to go to the studio. I don't want to do anything. You know, I like this. And then the next minute I remember like, oh my gosh, I need to. No, I wasn't born just to do this. So then I'm on my grind, you know, and I'm like straight on. And so, yeah, I feel like I've been constantly mixed between that. But yeah, I've been doing music from day one, really.
Okay, better question. When did you start taking it really serious? Like I said, I know it had to be before London.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, somebody's like making I said, that I've kind always, of move from always... their hometown to like, fucking, I'm out of here.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Unless they're taking it.
Yeah,
serious.
Exactly. Yeah. But then, like I said, even before that, and then even when I moved to London, then I got in a serious relationship. You know, I found myself just like working a job, having a boyfriend. And I was like, ah, you know, again, like, I feel like I keep like trying to be like reborn and being like, no, we need to focus. We need to do this.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I really can't say when, like, yeah.
So what, you feel like your pursuit for music was kind of off and on?
Yeah, like I've always been on it. And then just the odd time, you know, I get caught up and you know, in life and stuff. And they'd be like, no, straight on track, back on track, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we have to think about it, right? Like how many times could we do that?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like get off the horse and try to get back on because... Yeah. Your time might pass.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, you're not making the music that's in the times anymore. Yeah. Like, it's gotten away from you. You know, your sound might sound a little nostalgic to them now, you know what I'm saying? Versus if you were really just staying with the times the entire time.
Yeah.
You know, could have possibly been where you wanted to be even, man, right now, making millions off that shit already and been like, man, I'm glad, you know what?
Yeah.
I said, fuck that nigga that wasn't trying to really help me pursue my music, you know what I'm saying? Or like trying to just stand behind me, you know what I'm saying? Or trying to help push me.
Mm-hmm.
Be happy that you should have moved past that. But I get it, though. Life does throw us curveballs and it does throw roadblocks.
Yeah, it really does, and you just got to just, you know, keep it moving.
Yeah.
Yeah, but also everything happens for a reason. So it's not even like, oh man, I wasted time with him, you know? I feel like, no, everything is happening for a reason, especially even when things are bad or someone's holding you back a bit or something. It's like, you know, one thing changes everything. So I'm just grateful for all of it.
Where was your big break to where you was like, oh, I got something? This is it.
What, with the music?
Yeah.
I've had so many highlights. Obviously, I'm like nowhere near where I want to be right now, you know?
Yeah,
like, obviously my dreams are like, you know, like, I can't even explain them. But I've had so many highlights in London. Like, I opened up for Jacquees and Bobby V at the O2 in London. Yeah, so that was just like, you know, I used to be, like, watching them on MTV Base, and, like, now I'm just there singing, and ATL, the boy group as well.
Yeah.
So that was crazy. I've got some sick collabs out there with people, so I'm so grateful for that. I had a billboard when I had my first EP out. So just loads of little highlights like this, the people I'm around, and just the fact that I'm able to just get up and just, like, do what I want to do, you know? And just, the people I'm around and just make music, write for people. I even write sometimes for rappers and stuff. So, I'm just happy. Like, I wanted to move to London just so I could be around and see what was there for me, you know? And then, the fact I'm able to just do that, like, I'm just gassed.
You ever thought about moving to the States?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I've always said that I wanted to move to London and then to America. I never, like... knew where yet. It would definitely be an option, especially now I'm here. I'm like, I might have to just stay.
Yeah. Where do you want to go? Where would you want to, like, push your career at? Where would you want to, you know, dig your toes in at?
All the way. I just want to take over.
Yeah.
Yeah, like literally. It's my first time in LA here and I'm loving it. I've been to like New York and Miami. Mm. And yeah, I think it will be good out here for me. You know, like I feel like, I don't know, I've been in London a long time now trying to do this music thing, right? And I've been doing my thing as much as I can on my own. And I think, yeah, it might be the time now to just, you know, go stateside and see what happens for me.
What song do you wish you would have written? What do you feel like you?
So my song, What You're Gonna Do About It, I always think, I love this song. Like, this is one of them that I'd be like, I wish I wrote that. Like, when you listen to the lyrics, I know I'm very gassing myself, but the song's lit. So yeah, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so glad I wrote it. It's like my favorite song and it just flew out of me, you know?
Yeah.
But other than that, oh, it's too hard. I can't even get down to an artist. It's so difficult.
Why is it difficult?
Because music is just life, and all, I can't even pick a genre that I wish I would have wrote. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's difficult. Jasmine Sullivan, Alicia Keys, Aaliyah, Lauryn Hill. Oh my gosh, maybe one of Lauryn Hill's. I can't give you one. It's just...
Yeah. Not, you got? Would you like to work with some of these people?
Yeah, I'd love to work with Chris Brown. Yeah.
Oh.
Chris Brown would be sick. What?
I really do with his music. Yeah, I think that's the problem. Like, I really do with his music. I just feel like he need to get back on the horse before his time pass him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I don't feel like he's doing too much like he used to do.
Oh, really?
He used to have a feature all the time. Man, he was featuring on singing and dancing in somebody shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He had a good run with Drake. He had a good run with a few people.
Yeah.
You know? So, I mean, I don't know. I like him. I think he's dope.
Yeah.
But who else for you?
I love Tyler, the Creator. Tyler, the Creator is, he just gives me freedom. Like, he's just, there's no one like him. Do you like Tyler, the Creator?
Yes, I do. Yeah. I believe that's the Odd Future dudes.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Odd Future, him, Earl Sweatshirt.
Yeah, all of them.
Gang.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So his voice is just sick. It's so deep. And then his music and the fact he does all the production and stuff, he's just sick. So yeah, he gets me. Sierra, she's one of my favorites. Yeah, yeah, Sierra. Teyana Taylor.
Yeah.
Everyone.
Speaking of producers, what producers are you working with for your next project?
I'm in talks with a few, you know, producers over here, so hopefully we can get something cracking there. But in London, and the projects I'm working on at the moment, it's all different producers. Like the one I keep talking about, that was Stevie B Beats. It's a producer from the UK. But yeah, it's all individual producers. Like, I still want to just find that one guy that we team up and we just, you know, like just go in on the sound and just keep releasing with the same producer. That would be sick. But yeah, until I come across that and like gang up, I'm just kind of open and working with a few different people.
Well, just, you know, maybe it might not be the first. Maybe it might not be the second. And I ain't even talking about producers. I'm just talking about some of the beats that they may give you or somebody who could put you together. Like, sometimes work with them a little while.
You
might need to build that chemistry with them.
Yeah, and then when you know each other, like inside
out.
You
know what I'm saying? Like, I don't really see somebody just making like, I mean, it doesn't, I'm not saying that it doesn't happen, but I don't, sometimes you got to work with some people.
Yeah.
Like, work with them for a while, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Let them find what you got going. Like, y'all got a vibe.
Yeah, for sure.
So you got to find, sometimes
it's just
you
a vibe in the studio, you know? It's not like nothing has to make sense. You're just there and it just comes out of you. So, you know, you can't plan it. Like, oh, let me and you try and go studio. Like, you just have to do it. And then when it's it, you'll just know that that's the partnership and just go with that. Yeah.
You seem a little rough around the edges.
Rough around the edges?
A little bit. No, I'm just saying, girl, look like you didn't.
What do you mean?
Things. I'm just saying, it's like you done been through some shit.
With the what?
So you got a little scar.
Not the scars. This was, I burnt myself with the hair curlers, like before I came to LA.
Yeah. Like you trying to slam a bitch into a brick wall.
No, not at all. Oh my gosh. I'm such a nice angel. I'm not like that.
No, you seem very nice.
Thank you.
What's your relationship with your fam?
With my family?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, the best. Like I said, my sisters are twins. It's been like growing up like a triplet, really. You know, we're also
your mom
close.
And dad, they've been together, what, 36 years?
Mom and dad have been married 36 years, My family, my whole dad's side, they're all musical. Like, they play the saxophone or, like, you know, my nephews and stuff play the drums. Like, everyone's just so talented and just amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm so close to my family. I don't think you'll find a family, like, every time people meet me and my family, they're like, damn, what is this? Like the Brady Bunch, you know? We're all just, like, so happy and, like, our biggest fans and no haters, no drama. Like, it's just, I'm so blessed to be in this family. Everyone's just, we love each other and we just support each other. And yeah, I feel like it's kind of ruined me because like, I've got everyone like just kind of princessing me, you know, like my sister's bigging me up, my uncles, everyone's just so amazing. And then especially moving to London and, you know, you're just in these streets and then you got your relationships, everyone treating you like shit and all this kind of stuff. And I'm like, ah, you know, I feel like I'm surrounded by people who think I'm amazing. So it's like,
yeah
I had to adjust. I was like, oh, okay, we're outside.
I just want to ask, like, I don't want to get too far off topic. We'll keep pushing. Like, what's up with the unfinished tattoos? What's up with that?
They are not unfinished. No, they're unfinished tattoos.
What are those?
Which ones are unfinished?
Well, that one right there. I don't know
what
that one is. He said
unfinished. This.
And I'm saying, yeah, I don't know what that one is.
This says intuition. This says intuition.
It just looked like
intuition.
You kind of like had a pen and told somebody, right? Hey, yeah. Write your name right here so I can remember later on and a number right here.
No, that says intuition. My tattoos, they for me, like, you know.
I ain't knocking. I just like they looked unfinished. You know,
I got one that says high standards, but it says it like to me, you know, pointing to me.
Yeah. Okay, that one just says love. All right, now I'm starting to look at
them. Yeah, to me. This
says
intuition.
They don't seem so f***ed up now.
I got the number 26, which is just my number. I'm a Virgo.
Me too.
You're Virgo, innit? Yeah. I heard you was a Virgo.
Virgo ring,
come
baby.
On, Virgo. Sick. Squirrel. Got the squirrel. Got off the squirrel thing.
I thought that was somebody trying to start a
tattoo.
Yeah,
this might look like a little
squirrel.
Yeah.
They're trying to start the big symbol, and they kind of like, stop, Donnie.
Kofi.
You know what I'm talking about? Like, got the flame going up. That's kind of got the outline to it. That's crazy. Yeah. That's a what? It's a squirrel?
Kofi. Yeah, that's a squirrel. It's a squirrel? The way you say squirrel.
Baby, we got to get that together. We gotta go hit the tattoo shop.
Yeah, oh my gosh, let's get you, man.
We gotta get you right.
Yeah. And what's your tattoo on the face?
Which one?
Oh, which one? Yeah, this one, same place as mine.
Yeah, scar. It was actually a scar. I just colored it in. Okay. I called myself Facing Adversity. Like, it doesn't matter what's on my face.
Yeah.
You know, I'm gonna push through it because I face adversity all the time. So, what the fuck's a scar versus what I already put up with in life.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, kind of show people I can face it. I went through adversity. You know, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You know, I actually talked to a girl named, you know, O'Reilly one time, and she's got her eyeballs are painted. You know, her whole face is covered in tattoos, tongue split.
No way.
Oh, yeah, all the shit, teeth filed into fangs.
Oh, my gosh.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying she's not a beautiful girl, for, you know what I'm saying, what it is, but she was actually, you know, pretty, really pretty before all that. And I was like, you know, I try to understand it. At first, I didn't understand it, but then I started looking at it. I'm like, maybe this is just her way of facing her adversity. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's her way of, like, pushing through. I don't know. Like, I just kind of understood it.
Yeah. You know? Plus, it's just a shell, you know? So it's like, I always think it's crazy. We can't even see ourselves unless we look in the mirror, you know? Like, it's not that deep. Right. And some people are like, oh, you've done that to your face. Like, oh, you were so pretty.
Facing,
I'm like, I'm not so pretty because there's a little mark.
Yeah,
like you said, you can have a scar on your face. Like, it's just a shell. Like, it's not that deep. There's more to humans than just that. And it's just decorations.
Yeah. I love her to death, like, it's, but she's facing some fucking adversity.
Yeah.
With all of it over her face completely
covered. Yeah, the tongue
covered,
split.
You know what I'm saying?
She's
facing it. So, hey, man, it shouldn't be no problems for me, you know?
Yeah.
What's yours mean? What's the meaning?
Mine's actually a plus sign for positive vibes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Positive energy, I just think it's everything, you know?
Yeah.
It's so vital. Like, you got to be good vibes. Like, obviously, I'm the first. I've got anger. You know, I get upset and stuff, but no, thank you. Not this blip. I'm probably high already off the fumes. Spreading good vibes, you know, and like you can really make someone's day, life, like, you know, or if you like say you're horrible to me and I leave upset, I'm going to be terrible to my friends, you know, like, I just think you've just got to be good vibes and the right things will come to you.
When you used to model and things like that, you used to get drunk before you go?
Drunk before what?
So you used to get drunk, like, to kind of like loosen up, start drinking.
Before modeling?
Yeah, before like modeling and shit like that. When you go to gigs and shit, do you need anything to kind of turn yourself up?
Not really. I'm quite like,
that's why you say you don't smoke weed.
Yeah, a lot of people tell me I should smoke weed because I'm quite like energetic and I got ADHD, so I'm just like a creative mess.
Yeah.
And you know, sometimes I can't like chill or focus. And so people always constantly, they're like, have a spliff.
Well,
and I'm just like, I don't know, I'm just not.
Or a bad thing because it can either open up your creativity or block your creativity.
Yeah, there's all different
types
of stuff
like,
as well.
Yeah,
like,
so it's definitely, I don't feel, I don't feel like it's for everybody, especially like for the artists, because some people do great without it.
Yeah.
Some people got to smoke them one while they're in the booth. Yeah. You know, they can't do it without it. Where's the dro?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's got to be crazy for you, shit. You ain't, you don't drink?
No. Yeah, I drink.
Yeah.
I can't drink too much because it does mess up my voice, you know. So when I've got a show coming up, I'm like trying not to drink.
Yeah.
But yeah, I drink. I definitely like to drink. I love cocktails.
Yeah. Biggest show you ever did?
The biggest?
Yeah, biggest. Like the biggest, like to you, it was big. Like everybody else. Yeah. Like to you, you're like, this is big.
Yeah.
This is one of them ones.
The O2 one for Jacquees, Bobby V and ATL, because especially ATL, the boy band, I used to love them. And but then actually I did like a BBC introducing in Nottingham, which is where I'm from.
Yeah, BBC.
So that was
British
nice.
Broadcasting network, right?
Yeah, yeah. So my mom, dad, everyone, you know, they came there. So that was sick as well. But I don't know, every show I do, like,
got to make sure we, you know, because I ain't want you just to slide. They're trying to hang you, and I ain't even want them to play hangman with you. You know what I'm saying?
What? I'm lost. What?
No, he was like, you know, BBC, and I am. Like, whoa, hold on. We got to remember what channel we on.
I'm late.
Like,
nah,
British Broadcasting. I made sure I slid it
biggest
in.
Biggest show you did.
I
the
said,
BBC.
Yeah, British,
no.
Yeah, British Broadcasting.
I got you.
Right, no. We know about them people.
Yeah.
Good people, good people.
Well, me, clearly not, right? If you watch the show.
Good people.
So, yeah. No, not that. Yeah.
Shout out to Broadcasting.
Right.
You know, how was that?
Yeah, nice. It was nice to go back to my hometown. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was good.
Well, I'm treating people of color funny. You know, if they are, we're going to talk about it.
Yeah, we're going to talk about it.
We're going to bring that shit out today.
Stop.
You did? Straight up.
Yeah.
Let's dive into it, shall we? I just wanted,
you said
I
enough of the small talk. The weather's nice.
No, because you know what? Because I want them to know who you are,
yeah.
You know, where you came from.
Yeah.
You know, we owe that to the viewer before we just start diving into the messy shit, you know. But let's talk about it. You had a viral moment.
Yes.
There was a viral moment of you.
Yeah.
And I want to say, I hope to say he's your ex-boyfriend today. You know, I believe it was where you guys were talking about why he doesn't bring you home to meet the fam.
Yeah.
To meet the fam.
To meet the fam.
Yeah,
that you're
to,
the
yeah, I'm trying. I'm trying to resonate with you here.
So obviously we was on the show, Blue Therapy. Michael, he, you know, wanted to go on the show. He's like a nine to five.
Break the show down a little bit.
Like, yeah, so the Blue Therapy, it's like, I think it's five couples in total. You're sat there like this with a therapist and just going through all your problems and stuff, you know. It's generally based on like black couples. And then there's me and Michael. Obviously, Michael's a white guy. And yeah, you're just sat there with a therapist and just airing out all your laundry. And it's just drama. It's crazy. And the thing is, like, we were the most chilled, like, couple. When you watch the others, people be having babies on each other. Like, it's mad. It's like, but then it's like one or two moments of ours just went viral, like the most viral out of the whole show. And so I was like, what? I thought we were just chilling normal. Me and Michael sat there. There was a few issues, you know, one being my career. Like, I'm so focused. And he works at a doggy daycare. Like, he looks after dogs. So he's like, I'm just picking up dog shit. And she's like, with all these celebrities, she's doing this. Like, she don't care about me and stuff. You know, there was one part he thought I was in love with my friend.
He chose to work at the dog.
Yeah. I didn't tell him to work there.
At the dog school. At the dog scooper's place.
Yeah. He was doing that before me. So, yeah.
Life sounds rough.
Not rough.
What the Demix. Fuck going on?
Yeah. It was not my problem.
Was his choice.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't say it's not, it ain't your problem, but I mean, that's your man. You know what I'm saying? At the time, so you got to roll with him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or you're still together. I don't know. We'll leave that for what it is. But just, you know, I mean, shit, that's your man. You got to kind of roll with the punches with him. If that's what he doing, be proud of his shit. You chose him.
Yeah, exactly. But I always feel like it's hard. Like, even if he wasn't just picking up dog shit, you know? Like, I feel like it's hard being a creative. Like, I feel like I don't know where the place is, because I feel like everyone just wants a normal, chill girl, you know? She's chill. She's not in the industry. She's just at home, you know, safe. And, like, when you've got, like, a boss bitch or someone, like, doing their, like, trying to do their career, or, you know, not just being a yes girl sitting at home, like, living for your boyfriend, which I had that side in me, which I said is slowed down my music a lot in the past. Yeah. Because I finally was like, no, I'm doing this. like, I feel like it is hard to have a partner who's is just there for you, secure enough to just be pushing you instead of kind of like hating on you.
Yeah.
You know? So it's not even just him. I feel like that's what all these guys are like.
So you felt like he was hating on you?
Well, so, you know, he's on the show talking about, like, you know, like, I just want more time with my girlfriend. I just want a normal girlfriend. I was like, go back to your exes. No one is stopping you, you know?
Have y'all had these conversations before the show? Have these been conversations at home?
Not really too much, because I was talking about the star sign, and he's a Libra, and I don't know if you know much about star signs or Libras.
Elaborate.
So, Libras, I hate Libras. I'm oh my gosh, Libras, they are like, their sign is like balance and stuff, so they're just on the fence. Like, they've got no oomph, really, to me. Like, I've got, like, friends, girls and stuff. It's all good. But in a relationship, because all my exes, they seem to be Libras. And they just, I don't know, I feel like they lack oomph. They're just like, yeah, whatever. They'll say things that don't really make sense. And, like, you know, and we're Virgos. We're, like, so logical. Like, no, why did you say that? I feel like it turns me into, like, I'm now being a teacher, you know? I'm on their case. Like, they don't really say too much. They just, I don't want to say flimsy. But yeah,
say that. Come on,
flimsy. Libras be flimsy. No, so yeah, he, like, if it was me, I had a problem with him.
Said he's flimsy.
If it was me as a Virgo, I'm gonna sit down and go, I don't like this, this, and that. But as a Libra, you won't like something, you know, just let it go by and not really say, like,
very
speak,
very
do
passive.
Something. I'd rather be arguing than just sat there like placid. So yeah, he just, that's why on the show he had so much to say, and I was like, where's all this come from, you know? Like,
so y'all never had these conversations?
Not really, because he's like, oh yeah, everything's good, everything's cool. And I'm just like, you know, I'm focusing on my music anyway. So he's just there and it's nice. I've got a boyfriend and I'm just doing my music. So we come on the show and it's like, boom, 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 boom. And I'm like,
how long were you guys together before the show?
Like a year before the show, yeah.
And he never had nothing to say.
Not much, just little moanies and stuff. No, I didn't know he thought I was in love with one of my friends who I had to lock off. I had to lock off my friends because, okay, maybe we did kiss and he found out. Not Laura. Like, ah! Yeah, I had a friend, right? And so Michael, he's short, right? And he when we met on Tinder. Like,
that's short.
Same height as me. Like, I'm 5'7", 5'8". Okay. He's same height or a bit smaller. Okay. We met on a dating app, Tinder. You got Tinder right here, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're on Tinder, isn't it?
No, I'm not on Tinder.
He was like, we got Tinder.
I'm not on Tinder.
Had some memories.
You know, I got off. Listen to me. I swear to you, I think the last time I was on Tinder, right, I was on paperwork at the time. I was on Tinder swiping, and I see my PO on there. I ain't going to lie to you.
When you see people, not the PO.
I said,
she would have nice to be. You should have been like, what?
She on skis and shit. I'm like, nah, I'm cool. I deleted that shit and I never downloaded it ever.
Yeah, it's horrible when you see your ex or something on there.
No, I saw
it's
my
terrible.
Motherfucking
P.O.
I saw my P.O. man on that shit. She on skis and shit. Like,
yeah, holiday, best foot forward.
Police ass, I'm getting the fuck up off you.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I swear to God. Like, that was the last time I was on Tinder. That was probably 2014, maybe 15-ish, I was out of there.
Yeah.
I said, oh no.
It's the same. You can bump into her at the club or something.
I mean, I'm not opposed to that. That's cool. But I don't want to be on no type of app. I don't want to be on nothing.
Yeah.
I don't want to see. I'm just cool. That shit spooked me.
Yeah. You were like, nope.
Maybe my intentions weren't pure. Who knows?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It spooked me enough to where I said, yeah, I probably shouldn't be on
it. Yeah.
But
it's nice to let things happen natural as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, so yeah. I think I was saying
hopefully
that.
Hopefully it never happened naturally with my PO. I mean, that would be,
no.
That would be crazy.
Yeah, no. But hear me up. Was she hot?
Mm-hmm. She was cool.
Hot. Yeah.
She was hot, yeah. Shout out to her.
Shout out to her.
She was cool. So, she let me off early.
What?
She let me off early.
Oh, I thought I heard something else. Mm-hmm.
No, she let me off early. Off her paperwork.
Right.
Early.
I'm sure she did.
Yeah.
So, yeah, me and Michael met on Tinder. He pretended to be 5'11.
Met on Tinder.
He's 5'7.
Uh-huh.
Tinder. He pretended to be 5'11.
Already lying. Lying coming through the door.
Yeah, lying coming through the door.
Did you believe him the first time?
What, when he lied?
Yeah.
About his height? I don't care about height. Like, I've dated guys short, but don't lie. You know, lying is a mad thing. Like, I'm going to literally see you in a minute.
He should have knew that you were going to obviously figure this out.
Oh, you thought we're gonna just have a FaceTime relationship? Like, it's mad.
That's gotta be, that's mind boggling.
Yeah. And he said, oh, no, everyone fibs about a few inches. He's just a Libra who thinks it's not. And I'm a Virgo. I'm like, no, you said this height. You're not that height. I don't understand. Yeah. And him just, oh, did I? You know, just, oh, yeah, that was annoying. I should have known he was going to annoy me ever since. So, yeah.
Were you guys cool, like chilling, or did you actually need therapy?
So for me, like I said, he didn't say too much. So I didn't know he had all these issues. But for me, I just... Like I said, Libra, it feels like there's nothing like it's like, what, you're never having a bad day or something? Like, they're just so, like, I wanted to get deeper into him and I wanted him to open up to me because he doesn't, you know, like, oh, is something wrong? No, everything's fine. So it's kind of like, you know, but obviously there was like things, I don't know, it's hard to explain, but I was thinking, if you want to bring me on therapy, maybe you got some crazy shit to tell me. Or I was like, I'm so nosy. I was not going to say no. But at the same time, I was like, damn, is it that bad? And I thought, well, maybe if you're going to talk that way. I used to have a radio show. I'm an open book. I talk about anything right now, you know? Yeah. So I thought, if he's bringing me on this and he's not even in the industry like that, I was just like, what is he going to say? Like, so it was a mix of that, not thinking we're too bad, but knowing that he can't really communicate with me. And knowing that, yeah, there's some small issues as well. But a lot of it, I didn't know because I didn't know he thought I liked my friend. So I didn't know that was going to come out that, you know, we did kiss in the past or the race issue, which I'm sure you're going to get into. A lot of it was a surprise, but yeah. Yeah, I don't know. What? Where are we?
No, it's cool because I just
I think I'm high.
No, because I know it's got to be shocking to hear something from somebody who obviously you know, have been with. For a year, you guys lived together?
No, didn't live together, no. But, you know, basically, like, over each of us.
I mean, I get it. You know, FaceTime, you know, we got all these devices, things like that. It makes you feel, makes it feel just as real.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you ain't never lived with him. You ain't never been in no type usually, of situation.
And usually, I'm, like I said, I'll fall in love, live together. So I think that was the big issue this time as well. I was finally thinking, no, I'm doing my career, you know? Mm. If I've got a boyfriend on the side, and that sounds bad again. Everyone's like, she don't give a shit about this guy. That I'm like, he's just there dangling on the side. No, I was thinking, insane. If you can be there and everything's good, perfect, you know? But obviously then he wanted, well, I feel like it's sacrificing my career if I'm like turning down opportunities to like, you know, sit at home and stuff. Like, you know, I feel like I'm such a nice girlfriend. I'm loving, I'm caring. But if I get an opportunity, like, you should be pushing me. My friends, everyone in the world's like, oh my gosh, that's sick. But then your boyfriend, the person you're with, literally having sex with, is like, oh, do you have to go to that? And I'm like,
I have to ask, do you feel like he may have been like, it's fucked up because people do it all the time, so I don't want this. I don't think a lot of people see it, but it is common more than we know. Do you feel like he was trying to pretty much clout chase off you a little bit?
By like doing the show?
Trying to kind of one-up you because he feels like you got a career. He feels like you're constantly on camera. He feels like, you know, you're getting all this public notoriety.
Yeah.
And here he is picking up dog shit at the doggy daycare. Aww. You know what I'm saying? He's fucking throwing away doggy bags.
Yeah, yeah. I never seen it like that, actually. I'm like, oh. Making sense. Right. You should have been the therapist. Like, Michael, are you doing this for this?
Shit, you know, maybe we can get you both in here.
Yeah. He's coming out next week, yeah?
Yeah, I think that'll be done. I wouldn't do it without you.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do it without you. Yeah. I think it's important.
You chose your loyalty.
Because I want you to be there. No, I just want you to be able to speak up for yourself.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want nobody speaking up for you and, like, you not there to, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's only fair that y'all both there. You can sit over there. You can sit over here, you know, and we can have a dope conversation. Yeah. Why not? But did you, like, for real, like, if you look at it, right, like, feel like he tried to, like, kind of, like, pretty much catch some of your back wind?
What is the most low-key, like, guy in the world? That's why I was like, So I don't know. Like, I didn't feel like that. I just thought, like, I think he thought if he just takes me to normal therapy, I'd be like, no, what? You know, I'm not going to focus. I'm not going to want to do it. But this is like, you know, it's kind of like my industry. So I didn't see it in the bad way, but I thought, oh, maybe he thinks, you know, I'll be involved and I'll want to do it. Like, I don't know. I was just confused. I was
how
like,
did
what?
You guys, like, no, for real, how did you guys get even approached for this show? Like, black people in therapy and him being a white man
Yeah.
landing on this channel is I guess they needed an extra that day. They said, we got to have five
an
couples.
Extra.
You got to have five couples. Mm.
Yeah, because they did it in the lockdown. They did just a YouTube version. It was two couples and it went viral. And there was two black couples. So this one was all black couples as well. And I don't know, Michael had seen it on Instagram and... because he's got an Insta, but just a small, you know, post a few dogs and stuff like that. He's not even about that on Instagram.
That's probably why he feel the way he feel. Because like you said, you very open. So you'd have told this nigga like, yeah, you. He probably don't even want to be even reminded. And you'll wake up like, are you going down to the doggy daycare?
No, not reminded.
Are you going down to the doggy daycare today?
Was there
a lot of
job?
Was there a lot of shit you had to pick up yesterday? You know, it's nothing wrong with it, but... to him, he a man. He don't want to, you know what I'm saying? He know his job ain't shit.
Oh.
No, listen. That,
him and his girlfriend's going to be like.
No, I mean, him working at the doggy daycare. I know that's not somewhere he's trying to make a full-blown career out of.
I mean, he's a manager. He got upgraded. When I met seen him on Tinder, he was there with all the
picking
dogs in the background.
Shit.
It worked.
He manages the shit on the ground. Pick that shit up.
I saw the pictures with the dogs in the background. I was like, oh, he's a little cutie. I like my normal
my
little
man
chilled,
ain't no veterinarian
you know?
Here, okay?
Yeah. He's not,
he
yeah.
works at picking the doggy daycare. Surgeon. He works at the group. Man, come on, homie. Yeah. He works at boarding. For dogs.
At what?
It's like they're boarding houses for dogs.
Oh, but, oh okay. Yeah,
you know what I'm
yeah,
saying?
Yeah.
Like
yeah
he
that's
works
where
pretty
they
much
all
at boarding for dogs. You know what I'm saying? People just a doggy hotel.
Yeah.
People come drop
I mean,
off
hey,
their badass
he's got a
dogs.
Job, you know?
Huh?
He's got a job.
That's
a
nice. Not against it.
Yeah.
But for you,
but
the
yeah,
way you
of course,
were saying
even
it,
he said, compared to me, like trying to be a superstar.
And
you know?
When you
yeah.
be saying it to him, it yeah. probably be feeling like a smack in the face.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to like, I'm trying to throw
yeah.
myself in his shoes too
yeah.
for a second,
mm-hmm.
like, and not just one sided.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
you got to look at it like, damn, I know you got a lot going on. You reminded me about my bullshit.
Mm.
Like, yeah, how much, you had to pick up a lot of dog shit today. You said he had diarrhea.
Not
like,
diarrhea.
Nigga don't want to talk about that,
yeah.
dog. I'm just trying to get on. Give me a hot plate and,
yeah.
and feel on and touch on something soft. You dig what I'm saying? Like, I just had to deal with, no, I'm saying, cause I just had to deal with bullshit at work.
Yeah.
I don't have the ideal job, you know? And like you said, you're like, yeah, well, at least he's got a job.
Yeah.
Yeah. It still don't cushion anything
yeah.
for a man. He's
yeah.
still pushing him into the reality.
Well, I think for us, because like we're creators, and especially you look at yourself, like you know, you like doing your thing.
Thank you,
but
baby.
For people who generally don't, like it's hard for us to see it, especially as we're Virgos. We're like,
yeah.
you know, we think
yeah.
we're right, and why don't everyone want to build? But for normal 9-to-5s, you just want to, you know, have a girlfriend. Like they'd be working at Tesco or... You don't have a Tesco right here. You didn't, you know, just
a
normal store. Yeah. Like, or in an office doing something like they don't care about. So at least
yeah.
he likes dogs, you know? So, yeah I really didn't see it that
nice.
Way. But obviously in comparison with a
yeah,
singer,
I
like,
know,
model.
Like, he probably,
then, yeah,
like,
it's not as glamorous as
and
it.
See, this is my job. I have to look at it from both sides.
Yeah.
Like, I'm looking, definitely, we're about to look at it from your side because there was a huge fucking problem in some remarks that were made.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, kind of towards you, like, in a sense, or, like, just, it was pretty much a cliffhanger left for you of, like, we'll get into that in a second. But, like, for him, I just want to look at his side a little bit too, like, damn, I know I work a bullshit job. No man in a regular relationship don't want to be able to provide more or be that man in his household.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's kind of fucked up. Like, in his mind, he's like, damn, like, how do I catch up to this? She's on. She's fucking doing no jumper interviews.
Come on.
Like, you do, know what I'm saying? You're doing stuff. Like, you're doing stuff not the average person does.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I feel like he's trying to find where's his place with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I would hope that's where he's kind of at with it. Maybe that's why y'all haven't really came together all the way, because maybe he's intimidated of you. Virgo's very intimidating.
Yes, we really are.
It doesn't matter, not just the man, it'd be the woman too. Like, very intimidated, because we want shit. Everything has a place.
Yes.
Everything is going to go in that place,
whether
it likes it or not. You know, so... It's kind of like people seem to tend to take that as being combative.
Yeah.
When really that's just how your life works. You feel like he should be moving the same way.
Yeah, exactly,
So when he's not, you're raising an eyebrow.
Yeah.
You know? He had said, I believe you guys started having the conversation went on to where you guys start talking about him not bringing you home and why you have not met his family. It seems like it became, let's talk about that, unpack where to start at.
Yeah, so I think the first few sessions was him talking about, you know, my male friend, about him being insecure because my, so he thought I was on my friend because he was like, he was this tall, like good looking guy, you know, and he had concerns about him. So there was all this kind of stuff, issues with my career. And he was just coming at me for everything. And I was just kind of sitting there, like, just listening and taking it. So then this session, I was like, hey, what about you? You're not perfect too, you know? And I started telling him, like, you know, just so many things. Like, I didn't even know it was going to be this whole big thing. But I was like, what about you that time you... Because he went on holiday with his family. And he said it was just... He went on holiday. Like vacation.
Shit. Sound like some shit out here on Peppa
Pig. Vacay.
Let's go on holiday.
He went on holiday. So you call it vacation, right? Yeah. He went on vacay.
He went on vacation
with his family. And so, yeah, I'd not met his, like, well, you know, yeah, I'd not met his family or anything. And he was going on a holiday. We've been together a while now. And I'm thinking, oh, so let's go. You know, I'm available. And he said, oh, he would love to, but it's just going to be him and his immediate family, you know. So I was like, okay, cool, whatever. And I can't complain. I'll be doing, look, I'm here with, like, I'll be doing my shit all the time. I've always just focused on me. So it wasn't a relationship like I've had before where, like, no, you can't do things on your own.
So you didn't take it no type of way when it was happening. As it was.
But then at the same time, I'm a Virgo and I'm going to check my shit. So I was snooping around on Instagram. I was like, you know, detective mode like this, like, duh, duh, duh. And yeah, I saw that every single person brought their partners, you know, everyone was with everyone. And then just Michael there like that. And I was like, why is everyone there? And on the show, I'm like, why is everyone there? Their dogs, their fucking goldfish. That went a bit viral as well. Yeah. Everyone's like, not the goldfish on the holiday and not me. Yeah. So yeah, I'm like, why am I not on this holiday? Do you know what I mean? Like you want me to like quit my career and just focus on you 100%. Well, you're not even bigging me up. You're not posting me. You're not, you know, introducing me to the family. So I was just saying that. And then, he's you know, the therapist, he's trying to open up, like, Michael and let him talk about, like, what, why that might be and stuff. And then Michael goes on to say how, yeah, like, I'll be honest with you. And he says, I've never dated a black girl before, you know? So then it's all, and I think at the time it's like, it goes to a commercial break and everything. And it's like, you know? Yeah. And it's like, yeah, he's never dated a black girl before. And yeah, that just went off. Everyone, without even watching the show or hearing more, everyone was just like, what? No, this racist guy, like, get out, like, all this kind of stuff. And it's just gone mad. Like, everyone was just posting it, like, huge pages in France, America.
I loved it. I'm not going to lie.
Did you like it?
It was good to watch, yeah? Drama. They had a lot, because he was bullshit for that. Like, come on, bro. All right. When did you going to step up like a man, bro, and, like, just take your shit for what it is? You know, he obviously knows, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. Like, you dating a black girl, bro.
Yeah.
Like, what's up with you?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? If you know, like, what do you feel? Like, I got a better question for you. Like, man, let's, because I don't want to just go in on him because I'll just talk shit about him. Do you feel like he was ashamed of you, maybe himself, or maybe his family?
First, I was.
Because there's got to be some type of shame here, something like why he doesn't want to, you know, something, you know, where either he's ashamed of himself. Mm. You know, or ashamed of how his family may be, you know, who knows, ashamed of you. Like, what?
Yeah, first it's rejection, because you're like, first of all, I'm a prize. Like, that's weird. Why would you not be wanting to, you know, throw that foot away? Second, it's about race as well. So it's like, you know, and that's a weird one as well, because it, like, a lot of people, they're saying that, oh, she's not black. Where's the black girl? You know, he's never dated a black girl. People are like, she can pass for white. That's crazy. Yeah, I was like, what, me? I've been through so much racism, you know, like, literally been attacked, like, verbally, physically. Yeah. Like, racism is real, and I'm a mixed race girl, you know? So I got black people saying she's not even black. Then some other black people saying, well, that's what you get for going with the oppressor, stick to your own. But I'm mixed, so do I stick to someone who's exactly mixed, Scottish and Ghanaian? Like, you know, it's been so confusing, the whole race thing. So let me try and get back on topic. So when he said that, race has always been a weird one anyway as a mixed race girl. So I'm just like, it was just so confusing. So, yeah, I felt attacked and just feel like, you know, from the guy I'm laying down with, like, what do you mean? It's because you never did a black, like, are you ashamed of me? So first, before we got into it, it was just like, oh, hell no. And, like, the comments, everyone, why did you not get up there and then, you know, and just walk off? And that's what everyone was.
Because he never really had a real explanation into why.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe we could say it was let's say it was, let's say here's the other shoe for it. Maybe we could say it was none of that and he brought another bitch with him.
Yeah, that's what people are saying in the comments.
You know what I'm saying? He probably could have been. I mean, she I didn't even read picture. The comments. Like, I'm just looking at the picture for what it is, trying to dissect it.
Yeah.
He probably took another bitch and just didn't really want to tell you, and now it's kind of being outed on him to where it looks even bad. Like, now, I'd rather just say that than be looked at as a racist. So, like, right, for him to, like, kind of hold that card.
Yeah.
He looked like a hoe to me for that. You know? Why do you have to prepare?
Yeah, that's what a lot of people, they hear that one in there.
I got to ask, like, why do you have to prepare your family for your girl to come? Hey, she's coming. Yeah. I don't give a fuck. Like, I would already show them pictures, whatever. Like, look, this is us.
Yeah,
like,
we've been
hanging this, my girl, right? Look how beautiful she is.
Naturally.
So he ain't never really told them anything.
Yeah.
They don't even know that you exist.
Yeah.
And I mean, they do now because obviously, you know, the clip is went viral and I'm sure a family member or two has seen it.
Yeah.
You know, he like, I just don't get it. Like what the whole deal was with that for him.
Yeah. Well, obviously in the editing, like they didn't show it, but we did like really get into it. So I can give you more insight that it, like, so basically he's from like Hertfordshire. It's like outside of London. Like everyone's just white. It's not as like, you know, a mix. So
not
diverse. It's not diverse. Like he said, he's never had a black mixed girlfriend at all, you know? So, yeah, when he got into it and break it down, he was just saying how, like, he just... Because I'm very pro-black, so I'm all the time showing him things or he knows what I've been through. And
does it make
him
uncomfortable when you show him?
Yeah. No, not generally.
Does he get, like, kind of uncomfortable when you show him, like, you know, racial things between, you know, blacks and whites, you know? You got to watch body language, too.
No, not really, because I just go in and I'm intense and I'm like, oh, my gosh, look, you know, like, I'm hardcore. I'm not, like, trying to, you know, a lot of time we got to try and be nice to
the
whites.
You're not paying attention.
You're
not paying attention to body language. You're just paying attention more to what you got on your
probably.
Phone and what you're trying to show.
Yeah. But I do that a lot.
To his body language.
Yeah. But, no, so I think he was just, like, worried in case anyone say any random thing, because white people, they always say the odd little off-key thing and you kind of just go, you know, it wasn't deep, but you know, it's real. So I think because I was so intense with it, he just was like, God forbid someone say something. So he apparently was just protecting me in that way. So that's why I didn't go on the holiday.
That's why you didn't go on the holiday, because he was protecting you.
In case someone say something, because I was...
Bro, I wish... Listen.
I wish.
Listen, if I take, I don't care if I got her, my chick's the color purple.
Yeah.
I don't care if she's the color green. If I bring my woman to any of my family like house, like you disrespecting her is disrespecting me.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, if you got something to say, keep your smart ass remarks to yourself. Like, don't even say nothing or we all crashing out.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah.
Because
everyone can
foremost,
always say something.
Like, this ain't
so
just my girl. Like, this is a guest that I brought. Like, I'm not about to make her feel like her back's up against the wall because y'all want to act snide, make these snide comments or want a cold shoulder or at dinner.
Yeah.
Fuck him. Straight up. It's that easy. Sums you up real quick, bro. If you can't handle it, don't fuck with it, bro. It's my message to Mr. Michael. If you can't handle it, church, you see she a G. She wear motherfucking basketball shorts with a, with a top ready
Dino.
To go to the club and some motherfucking slides, church.
Chris Brown.
You know this what you're going to have. You know this what's coming. You accepted it when you start fucking with her, bro. Oh, but you liked that little poo-poo, didn't you? That's what it was.
That's the cover as well.
He ain't want to let that go. He ain't want to let that part go. He liked that, but he ain't like the thought of bringing you to his family. That's what kind of kills me. You know what I'm saying? Like, you like, let's be honest, you like fucking on her, but you don't want to take it past to where you want your family to see her, but you acting like you really fucking with her like that. This has been your girl for a year. Mm. Y'all can all mount up and go to Chuck E. Cheese or something, nigga. Drop it on them slowly then.
Yeah.
Do your part. Don't make your girl feel like, nigga, she can never go anywhere with you because that relationship's going to end very quickly, bro, because there's somebody that's going to be willing to take her around. You know, I'm just talking shit, but just like there's people out there that's going to be willing because you're a beautiful girl.
Thank you so much.
If we're going to look at it, there's going to be people that ain't going to mind taking you around their family.
Yeah.
So that's kind of like he don't know. He fuck around, he's going to lose in that situation.
Mm.
You're not a girl that has to sit and wait around.
Yeah.
And I think he needs to see that, and he might need to pick up the pace on that a little bit more.
Yeah.
And put some effort, my nigga. Put it, hey man, take her to your family. What was the conversation like after the show? Like once you guys kind of got away from there and.
So I feel like I calmed down a lot more during the filming because, like I said, with the therapist sat there and they explained, like, no, look, we are an interracial couple. You know, he is white and I am I'm mixed race. You know, I'm half white,
what
half
are
black.
You? What are you?
My black? Dad's from Ghana.
Okay, yeah, I was about to say you ain't no regular African American type black. Like, you from somewhere else?
So my dad's from Ghana, and my mom's parents are Scottish. So yeah, half white, half black.
What side do you think he liked the most?
What did he like?
I'm saying, what side do you think you liked the most?
So,
black side or the white side? Which one did you reveal to him more?
No, I'm not just like half a person. I'm just me, isn't it? Like, yeah,
You, isn't it?
I'm just me. Yeah, I'm just mixed, aren't I?
Yeah. Beautiful mix, baby. And like I said, I just think that it was, you know, it had to be an uncomfortable situation.
Yeah, for
that
sure.
That day for you, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like, damn, we really about to play the race shit?
Yeah, yeah, that's
like, that's
mental.
Where we at all this.
With your
I'd rather us argue about you thinking that I f***ed on somebody else or got
well,
into it with
let's not go
some,
that far.
No, well, I'm just saying, you rather, if I was anybody, I'd rather have an argument about anything
else.
Yeah,
than race is
than
it's peak.
What my race is and what I'm allowed to do with you.
Yeah.
Or not
then,
do with you.
You know, a lot of people in the comments as well were like, oh, don't have fresh because black people, you know, you don't want to be bringing a white guy home, neither, or something, you know, like, so I feel like as much as it's like, what, fuck you, and everyone's like, yo, like, leave, like, what, that's fucked, you're racist.
It shouldn't matter.
But we are all, you know, it's like you bring a home, like, I don't know, just someone different, you know, like, your family, they're your people, you're not sat there and everyone's just being politically correct, you know, they got views, and we are different, you know, so... When you break it down, I was more like, okay, I guess I'm not just a white girl like you and your family. So let's start there, you know, and I'd start trying to see it from his side because he doesn't really speak much. So I had to listen, and especially with Joe there, like trying to help. So, I just had to sit and listen and think, well, we are an interracial couple. And a lot of people are like, I don't see race. And, you know, they'll bring you back to the family and they will be saying fucked up shit. So that's the way, you know, Joe learned me to see it, the therapist, that, okay, like he's being open and we are in an interracial couple. And that does mean like situations are different. So, you know, if he didn't want me first time on a holiday going like just boom, black girl walking, Afro and shit, then I had to just be like, okay, you know?
Yeah, I get it.
Like, no.
But for his family to not know anything about you really, like that's the issue.
Yeah.
It's not even him taking you to a holiday or taking you to anything, like I'm saying, with his family.
Yeah.
It's just like they don't even know about you.
Yeah.
You don't exist. I mean, you do now, but you didn't exist before that show to them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So that's where I find like, damn, bro, was this even really your chick?
Mm. Yeah.
You know, like, did you really fuck with her or did you just like fucking on her? It's okay. Be honest with her. Just tell her, like, hey, look, I just like fucking on you. I was like fucking with you or whatever the case may be. I like, you know, I like the time that we spend together on the side, but I don't see us moving past that. Don't promise her hopes and dreams and all the fantasies and shit. And then when it's time to push there, you put her on ice. Cause I don't see you sitting on ice for too long.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Most fucking definitely.
Most definitely not. Exactly.
So you guys didn't really, so after the show, y'all didn't even really talk about it too much. You went back to Silent Bob mode?
No.
Obviously,
kinda...
the therapist had something to say. He was the one that was breaking it down to you, correct?
Trying to mediate
the situation.
Because first, everyone see his face. He was distracted.
He was just trying to keep the show going.
He should have crashed out on him.
He was just trying to keep the show going.
He's saying that to me and the black therapist, you know? He's like, So, after he composed himself, he was the one like, okay, we need to take this serious, you know, like, not just go crazy on him.
Yeah.
But what was the question? Was there a question?
No.
I go off track all the time.
Oh. No, it's cool. Like I said, I just I just feel like with the, you know, the therapist, because he was the one that was telling you all this.
I was just
saying, like, the day or two after, I was asking, did he go back to Silent Bob mode on you? Did he go back to in his shell and didn't really say anything to you, because I'm sure this was a conversation that wasn't gonna end for you guys on camera.
It was gonna
carry off camera, you know. So I'm trying to see like what the conversation was like after that.
Yeah. Yeah, so after, because even the therapy in general, and people hated this, I think it was after that session, that topic, Michael decided he didn't want to carry on with the therapy, you know, and he was just going to open up more and just be real, because he found like a lot of the issues. I said to him, if you tell me this at home, things are sorted. I didn't know you think I like my friend. I didn't know that's why I didn't go on the holiday, you know?
Yeah.
Like, if you just told me, like, human to human, we can resolve everything. I'm sat here on TV with someone, like, you know? Like,
that's,
I thought,
like,
that was crazy.
I feel like he don't respect you, because that should have been came out the woodwork. You know what I'm saying?
Like, Virgos, though, like, it's weak. Like, yeah, Libras, they generally are like that. They can't.
Why the fuck you gonna come on camera and embarrass me?
Yeah.
Why are you gonna embarrass me like that?
Mm.
When it's a fucking conversation we probably should have had behind closed doors or whatever, and we could have probably resolved this, and you would have came in with more trust with me as I do with you, and we probably would have been, you know, unbreakable, inseparable, you know. But he didn't put so much of a gap in between both of y'all. It's like, what do you do?
Yeah, that's what I thought was weird. Like, just talking everything there. But
like,
not in real life. Like, we are literally laying down. Like, we sat here. Like
is this a joke? Am I getting pumped right now? Like, what is this? Because, like, this is all new news to me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, that's how I would look at it if I was just, it's all new news to me. He ain't never talked about none of this.
Mm.
And I'm sure people probably thought that it was probably like a skit or it was fake or something like that. Did you get a couple of those? This shit's fake.
Yeah, yeah. Not that particular thing, but some things, like when he's blatantly like lying about his height and shit. Everyone was, therefore everything was fake. But no, this one, everyone just took it and dived in. Like I said, they didn't hold no, they were like going in at him.
Seemed like you was getting love though, you know, because people didn't, you know, racism shouldn't be like, just even him alluding, like him just kind of sitting there like.
Yeah.
I ain't about to tell you why I ain't about to breathe. Like, you know why.
Yeah.
You knew why. That's why he ain't say anything.
Yeah.
You had everything to motherfucking say until it came up to that point right there.
Yeah. And then he stopped the therapy. That's why everyone was like, oh, so you're stopping now, you know? But I thought it was good that he just wanted to talk. But then when you look at other people's views,
he should have talked to you before y'all even walked in there. Like, let me know the greaseball ass play you about to make.
Mm.
Like, let me know. Ain't I your chick? Obviously not.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all supposed to walk in there together and not on some bullshit, you know?
Yeah.
And for him, he must have been like, come on, bro, you found that shit on Instagram. How did you even, like, for him, why did they even accept him is the overall question. But I'm glad that they did. Because he came out just to show how many people probably think like that and why they brought their interracial, significant other home.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's important to bring that convo up, you know, because everyone, like, the comments alone, there's millions of comments. And some people say, no, I get it. Like, as a black person, like, not bringing a white guy home or something, people were saying, you know.
Yeah.
And some people obviously just say, no, straight racist and stuff. But yeah, there's just millions of comments. The most confusing is what I said to you before about half people thinking I'm not black, I'm a white girl or something. And then half the people saying, well, you know, you need to get back to black guys. And or some people like, oh, she hates herself. She wants these white guys. It was like my first white boyfriend too, you know?
Yeah.
So I was kind of in the same boat as him. Like, I never bought a white guy, but I
should
it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey.
So it's like the comments, you can't even, you know, they say in one thing, the other. I got so much love, like, which I thought was so nice, you know, compliments and stuff. But I got a lot of hate as well, you know? Like, people are crazy, aren't they?
Was it overall a good experience for you?
Yeah, it was a good experience. Yeah, like, obviously, like, I'm singing my songs on there and everything. People were like, what is this X Factor? Why am I hearing people singing? You know, the problems were about, you know, my career. And he put me in the show. So I'm like, hey, since we're here, you're going to hear this, you know, which song do you want to hear? People chat shit, basically.
Yeah.
But
so overall,
it was good. It was amazing.
Was.
You know, I can take, like, I'm very comfortable in myself, you know, and so whether people are talking about how I look or just their views, you know, like,
say how you look.
I don't really care how I look.
You got a couple felonies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. A lot of people are like, you sure you didn't take your home because of the face tat. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Sure,
yeah. I was like, what?
Sure.
So some people were saying that, like, I wouldn't take her home neither. And I was like,
why not?
Well, I wouldn't want to go home with you, you know?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
not.
Yeah, people say some wild shit.
Like, do you plan on going back on the show?
Would you like to see me back on the show?
I mean, I would because, I mean, shit, you might as well just come
do it there.
Here.
Yeah, it was bad to end there.
You might as well just come do it here. We'll get you and Michael down here. And I feel like we can all just sit down and we can really powwow on the Shark Tank.
Yeah. Yeah,
Sharp
okay.
Sharpest, coolest podcast in the world.
Gang. Hey, especially now, Lauren Coffey. yeah, let's do it.
What is next for Lauren? Like, what can we be excited to see? What do you have coming for us?
So yeah, the music, everything I do, like even doing this, I was like, oh yeah, I do it. You can put one of my songs in there, you know? Like, like I don't know what issues you got, but I could put in my music. Yeah. So everything's always for the music, even though, like, if I end up doing, like, you know, hosting events, radio show, like, it's always been the music. Yeah. So I'm grateful for this and the exposure. Damn, we was in Times Square, you know, with that, like, BET Plus went in with the promo. I was like, I'm on Times Square.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy. So yeah, hopefully everything will just align and the music will just keep coming, you know? Like, I want to still just be like, well, put my music out, collab, and yeah, just ride the wave with that, really, you know?
Yeah. If music doesn't work out or if music doesn't work out or if you feel like you just want to stop overall, is there any other plans for you, anything?
I do everything creative, you know, like I sing, songwrite, host, bits of acting, like present. I mentor kids sometimes as well. Like, so yeah, I'm just addicted to being me, you know. Yeah. I can never want for like the 9 to 5. I have to just be being like in my purpose, in my, you know, my frequency, just like on my journey. Yeah. So it's not like I'd be mad if I ended up just being a model, but a huge successful one, or you know, like the things I do on the side. But generally, I do them for money, you know. Like, I enjoy it. I'll be like, oh yeah, I'll do this, I'll do a commercial.
This is how models be normally dressed, like when they doing like the headshots, like, yo, shouldn't be looking right up here, right? Then you just bucket at the bottom, like, nigga, basketball shorts and some slides.
Me, I'm like half tomboy and half, like, you know, like sexy, like black, gothic-y. Not really gothic-y, but, you know, like edgy. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. I just threw this on. I'm not really super into fashion, to be honest. I just wear anything, like boys' clothes and stuff. Like, you know, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Like, I'm not too fussed. I'm not too fussed, really, about the shell and the material, you know?
Yeah, no,
obviously, it's nice to look sick sometimes, but I'm just like a creative being. But, yeah, is it not going? Is it not doing it? Is it confusing you?
Yeah, it's confusing.
Is it?
I'm just like, you know, it's got the, you know, let's go hit the nightclub at the top. Everything's cool.
Oh,
at the top.
She got the club at 7, but she got basketball.
Yeah, let's put it together, right? Like, we should have like a nice skirt on. Like, it don't have to be something short, just some nice little something, leather skirt or something.
Yeah.
You know, pencil skirt or something to go with it, some nice heels. Or if you're going to do the basketball shorts and the slides, you might as well throw the jersey on. Throw the jersey on or something. Yeah.
Just mix it up.
Mix it up.
Like the tattoos, like you said, the unfinished tattoos. I'm just like, it is what it is, you know? It's not, that's not what's important.
What does Lauren really want?
Really it won't be the end of the world, like, but no, music has always been the main focus, you know?
Yeah.
I just want it, like, on the show. I think it's funny the word superstar, because we're having serious topics and I'm like, because I'm trying to be a superstar, you know? But in general, yeah, like, I want to be a superstar. I want to be doing the collabs. I want to be touring. I want my music, like, I know I'm so sick at songwriting. The songs just fly out of me, you know? Like, even I'll be working with some of the sickest people and they're like, yo, Lauren in the studio, you're a G. Like, I'm just on this. So I just want to be creating and just level up with my music. That's exactly what I want to do. But then, yeah, of course, I love the modeling, acting, hosting, everything. I just want to keep succeeding and just keep leveling up in the creative field, and especially with my music.
Yeah. Who reached out to you after all that? Anybody surprise you? Like, after, like, all the, like, the viral shit for you, you know? Anybody, like, reached out to you, like, whoa, hold on.
You guys surprised me. I was like, yes, Laura, okay.
Listen to me. The story was interesting as fuck.
Yeah.
And then to find out that it really happened, it wasn't a fake moment.
Yeah.
You didn't even expect him to say half the shit he said.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And to find out he was so closed in, and then you're like, this man don't ever talk, so we're going to this fucking show. That ain't your man.
It's mental.
That ain't your man to me. Mm. Don't nobody walk in there doing that shit on no camera. I don't give a fuck. I felt like he tried to feed you to the wolves. That shit wasn't cool.
Wasn't cool. You're not happy about that?
Huh?
Not happy about that.
No, I'm not happy about that at all. I don't like that. We're going to get him down here, though, for sure. We're going to get him. And like I said, I won't bring him back without you.
Yeah, I appreciate
it. We can't do it like that. You got to have a voice for it, too.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, for sure.
That shit bothered you when he said that shit, didn't it? It didn't piss you off?
Of course it did. Yeah. I think I didn't say anything. I was just there, like, I was like, are you f***ing mad? You know, of course, at the start, I was like, no, because what we're not going to do. But, yeah, it was mental. It was crazy, but, yeah, it was a lot. It was a lot. But it was a lot already being on the show, sat with my chilled Libra boyfriend. Like, what? Like, I thought you just pick up the dog shit, then you just carry on and you go to sleep and you give me a hug. Like, what are we doing here?
I don't base that shit off of signs of what he was on. I base that shit off of upbringing.
Oh.
That shows a lot of, like, how he is shows a lot of what happened probably in his household coming up.
Right.
People can't help but to show their upbringing. Like, it's going to reek out them no matter how hard they try to hide it.
Yeah.
It always comes out.
Your voice is so nice. Is that from smoking all the weed?
Huh?
Is it? No, it's very husky. Is that from smoking or is you always sounded like
just
this?
Always sounded like
oh,
this.
Oh, it sounds nice. But do you do music? Huh? Look at me trying to make everything music. So can we get in the studio? So we're going to make a song.
Let's get in the studio.
Dude, are you an artist?
We're going to make a song.
No, but do you? Have you made a song?
Yes, I have.
Really? Has he, Laura?
Quite a few.
Yeah, your voice is sick.
Thank you. Your voice is sick.
Thank you so much.
Like that. We're going to sick our asses the fuck on up out of here, shall we?
Ew. So wait, what I was saying about the people reaching out, I was just coming to LA. One of my friends was already out in America. Mm-hmm. So I was just coming out, you know, like I'm always going to network, half holiday, see what's going on. Mm-hmm. I put in my story that I'm going to LA. No jumper, reach out to me. I was like, listen. Straight away. So that was one of the things I was like, this is sick. And to be honest, the rest of the trip's been exactly like that. Sometimes I'm just sat in Soho House, you know, chilling with my friend. And then crazy, I've met some amazing people and I feel like things is all alignment, you know? So I can sit there and complain, oh, why did he do that? Why are you bringing me on that show? Like you said, right? Why would you bring your girl there? But then like everything, the serendipity, I think is the word, right?
Come
like
on,
the
man,
happy
we
mistakes.
Back.
We going what?
We going back. I'm going with you too. We gonna have that nigga go too. He gonna go.
So,
I'm gonna go with you.
Yeah, so basically. So yeah,
I'm
everything.
Walk in and just tell him, you know why I'm here. Snatch you up and we out of that bitch.
Oh, shit.
We out that
motherfucker. Get the suitcase. So yeah, everything has just been like that. Like I said, with the podcast reaching out. I've been networking. I've been hanging out with some really, really lit people. You know, I've got so many meetings with like an agency tomorrow. Like, I can't complain. I'm having
Please
a good
don't go dress like that. For me. For
Wait,
me.
Wait, so we're talking about my outfit. Let me have a look. What's the so we got the
my
flowers. Wait, so
together.
We got the gang, but then we got the flowers. So we got you know?
Sure.
And just,
I'm just saying let's put it together a little bit better. That's all. I'm not saying it don't go.
You would have hated. I was actually gonna wear a heel as well. Would that have been better or worse? With the boy shorts, a heel.
Stand up, can I see?
I don't know. I've got
like
a model friend. Sometimes she's like, Lauren, not them boots.
I
like, I don't know. What,
I'm like,
what
could
are the
you
rules?
Pull
fuck
the shorts
rules.
Off with the heels.
Is that at Dino anyway?
Yeah, them is hard, though. I ain't going to hold you.
Yeah?
Yeah, but it's just like, what is... Happen, hold on, is that a dress top? Like, what
so
is
it's
that?
It's like a top, but it's like, it's just...
I'm trying to wrap my mind around it, church. Like, it's
a fashion piece.
You know what, baby? Hey. You know what?
Have you seen these?
You like it, I love it.
Not the shoes on the
Who
table. This is the Chris Brown and the Dino. I literally went to the warehouse and grabbed them. So, you know, I made an effort. I was trying to get nice for you, and you're telling me, like, what are those?
No,
is
I like
effort?
These.
Where's the effort?
I like these.
Do you? Thank
no,
you.
No, I'm not saying
Exclusives.
That. I'm just like,
they just don't go together.
Yeah,
I'm not even mad at that. I know.
I'm
a creative mess. So, like, with the tattoos, the clothes. Like, yeah, it is a creative mess, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not. You know, I'm not who you just interviewed a minute ago. Like, there's no rules. I think just be,
no
you know
rules.
What I mean? Sometimes the worse the better. If someone come in dressed crazy, it's like, yes, go just, on you, wearing that random shit. I love that.
So that's how they dressing over in London?
No, like I said, no, like I said, I'm actually not mad at you. Like, it's true.
It's your people we talk about. Like, it's your folks. Like, it's your home. Like,
but when I walked in, you kind of like was kind of on me. So the outfit,
it's working. Together, like, I'm looking past the outfit. Looking past the outfit, like,
he's like, edit that out.
I mean, I'm saying it's not that deep, is it? No, I'm just like we could put it together, baby. Mm. Like, I know you could wear it. I know you could put that shit on. There's no rules. I'm not against any. I'm just like, I don't know. Like, come it's fuck confusing, with me, girl. Like, it's just confusing, babe.
Yeah.
But then, I guess we get confused sometimes here in life.
But you know, because you got like sunglasses on. I've got sunglasses on as well. I'll be wearing sunglasses inside.
No, you know
but I'm
sunglasses?
Saying you're not the fresh and pleasing sticking to the rules yourself. So you should know, especially as a Virgo, you know?
You know, we just do what we do. Because the lights be close and it hurts my eyes. Yeah. So I just wear sunglasses. I always have.
Yeah. They are nice.
Thank you.
Can you take them off for a second?
Yeah, you want to see?
Yeah, I want to see.
For sure.
Hello.
How are you?
See, you have to. Eye contact is important.
Looking at you the whole time.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't know that because I can't see your eyes. Nice.
You just wanted to look at me, baby. It's okay. Love you. Coolest podcast in the world, baby.
Yes.
We appreciate you for coming.
I appreciate you for having me. Like, yeah, honestly.
When you come back to L.A., make sure you come fuck with us.
We can do something. Yeah.
I'm saying, yeah, you can always go past the interview. We can always go do some vlog, something.
Yeah.
What you like to do?
Yeah, literally. Like, you got the shark, what's it called? The shark?
Shark Tank.
Shark Tank. Yeah. Oh, yeah, Shark Tank.
We can go do some, hey, don't even trip. Endless possibilities.
Yeah,
baby.
Exactly. Which this trip is just keep on showing me.
Endless possibilities, baby.
Yes.
That's what the nigga should have told you. The Shark Tank.
We're going to get that tattooed.
We're going to do it, baby.
Endless possibilities.
Enough to play. Hell yeah. A Sharp Tank, no jumper. Sharpest, coolest podcast in the world. Hey, Lauren, baby.
It is.
We about to shoot him out the motherfucking gym in them basketball shorts. Donnie.